So Cormac, what's it been like round Dunlow over the last couple of days as you prepare for what is a first ever Junior Hurling Championship final?
Yeah, great excitement actually. I mean, at the start of the year, in our first, I suppose, entry into adult hurling, we certainly didn't have the expectation of getting to a final. But look, a lot of hard work and effort has gone in right through from the opening up of pitches and the availability of training. And, you know, there's been a lot of resource gone into it, and we're very, very excited at the prospect of being in a final in our very first every year.
Yeah, what's been key this year for you guys and for the squad and for the team, man? Because I'm sure you took things on a game by game basis, given that this was your first year. But what was sort of the main parts as the championship went on that you maybe started to realise, listen, we could get to a final here?
Well, we had great momentum from the start, and I think that was the main catalyst for us. I suppose when something is very new, it's exciting. So it being our first year, it was exciting from a player point of view. Like, we're a very young team, we're largely under 21, so there was a whole debate as to whether we would go into an adult championship or not, and we decided that we would, and that brought in some older players who wouldn't be under 21. So that sort of mixture of the older lads together with that under 21 cohort just really gave us an enormous amount of energy from the start. So, you know, the sessions have been great. There's been great continuity, there's been great application and effort by the players. We have a great management set up there as well, in the shape and form of Ronan Mulligan and Stephen O'Dea and Padraig Lawler and Eddie Blacken. So there's been plenty of help, there's been plenty of energy, plenty of commitment, and I suppose they're the ingredients that got us to the first match against Unions, which was always going to be a very difficult match, and, you know, it's put us to the pin of our collar. But having got over that and all the history that went with it, it being our first ever adult game, our first ever championship game at adult level, and it brought a lot of media attention. And I suppose there was a little bit of pressure attached to that. But having got that sort of monkey off our back, you know, things really, really went progressively better from there. You know, with the fact that we had that momentum, the fact that we had our first game under our belt, that we'd won it, and we knew then that we could compete at that level.
Yeah, and you carried that momentum the whole way through to the semi-final, where you had to see off Setanta. Setanta, of course, a club which I've seen as one of the powerhouses of hurling in the county, and you just got through that tie, Suze, and you'll take great confidence out of that, Suze.
Absolutely. And Setanta are the great powerhouse at the moment of hurling in the county and beyond the county. And, you know, we knew, having met them earlier on in the championship, that they probably had underestimated us a little bit in the earlier stages, and that we'd meet an entirely different animal when it came to a championship semi-final. And we did, and it was a ding-dong battle. And, you know, right up to the end, the game was in doubt. We always had a few points to spare, but they, you know, progressively clawed us back, and the game was certainly in the mix in the last 15 minutes. And it was a great game to watch, great game to be a part of, and, you know, it could have gone either way in the end. But, you know, thankfully we came out on the right side of it, and lo and behold, we're in a county final, which, as I say, would have been beyond our realistic expectations at the start of the year.
And the opposition is a side which has already been to a county final. They suffered defeat last year in the Junior Hurling Decider. And on that basis, I think it's fair to say they might be going on as favourites for this one, and use guys the underdogs, which has been underdogs all year. So you have Cormac.
Yeah, we have. And look, at that rests well with us. We are the young guns on the front at the moment. Cardona, you know, they're a very historic hurling team. They've been playing at adult level for a while throughout the decades. They're a very accomplished team. You know, they really had a bit to spare over Erua in their semi-final. And we know the pedigree that Erua have. And they reversed the result of last year's final very impressively. So, I mean, look, I've been involved at county level with a lot of their younger players in terms of training, and I know a lot of them. And then with the Cal and the Padraig Dohertys and, you know, various other older lads in that group, they're a very experienced team. They're a very fine hurling team. They've proven before that they can get to finals, and I'm sure they're very keen this year to try and take it one step further.
Yeah,
and we're very keen to try and stop them.
Yeah, just finally then, is there another level in Dunlow? Will it need another level if you're going to be crowned champions?
Well, they'll have to be because, as I say, you know, Carndonagh are a very accomplished team. They're last year's beaten finalists. You know, they've obviously stepped up a gear again this year by dispatching Irua, whom I said are a fine team, and dispatching them in the manner that they did. So, you know, if we play to the level that we've been playing all year, I think it'll be competitive, and I think we'll lose. So we definitely have to take it up another level to beat Carndonagh. There's no doubt about that.